Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present The Con, written by Saima Mir and read by Mina Anwar.
The frayed fabric of the black niqab scratched at her nose as she raised her hand to adjust it, bringing it taut over her lips. She hurried on. The setting sun worried her. She would be late for work. Broken syringes and graying condoms lay spent, caught between the pavement and the road, trying to disappear into the sewers beneath. Engine oil mixed with rain pooled around them and spread into the gutter. Ahead of her, a new Bentley waited, its engine purring gently. Further up and across the road, a bruised blonde working girl leaned into a sheenless VW Golf. Hidden behind grubby old textile mills, this forgotten strip of land equalized rich and poor. They all came here, from near and far, to have their cars looked at and their bodies serviced. The young Muslim woman's eyes, watchful, hollow and coal-rimmed, moved from lamppost to lamppost and then to street corner. For one brief moment, her resolve weakened, and she considered turning around and heading home. But then she remembered the final demand letter her mother had handed her as she'd been leaving, and something tightened in her stomach. Sakina, her name was. And as she pulled her arms tight around herself, hoping their warmth would melt some of the hardness that had set in, she reminded herself of its meaning. Serenity.
Bas, todi saal aur nahi putar,
her mother had told her, her tone as gentle as her coarse Punjabi would allow.
Once your brother finishes university, he will take care of everything.
But only Sakina knew what those few years were costing. She was paying with more than money for the university fees, rent, bills and bread her family needed. Her father's death had come suddenly, and he hadn't had time to make provisions for his wife and children. He had been a good man, and she missed him with an all-encompassing heaviness in her heart. He had always been proud of Sakina, and she wondered what he would have thought of her now. But there was little time to stop and contemplate such things today. Quickening her pace, she stepped over the shadow of a short, stocky man who was leaning against a blackened wall. He sucked on a cigarette, pulling smoke into his fat fist as he spoke to the driver of the Bentley. Sakina walked past him. He paused as if recognizing her, and then offered his salam. She nodded in acknowledgement and crossed the road. The red heels of her shoes clicked hard. They weren't made for cobbles. The blonde prostitute was also struggling to balance on the stones. Brushing back her hair, the hooker rubbed her hand suggestively up her thigh, her small skirt leaving little to the imagination. She leaned into the driver's window of the car, the skirt rising further up her thighs, revealing the marks left by previous clients. Sakina stole a glance at the punter in the Golf as she passed, measuring him up, taking in his cropped black hair, pockmarked cheeks, and the blue-green tattoo on the side of his head. There was something menacing about him, something that made her take the black satin of her niqab and pull it tighter over her painted lips. He turned and looked back at her, his empty eyes burning right through her, as if he could see what she looked like under her burda. She hurried on.